This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail drivers getting it done, hauling the packages in the mail and different things that everybody needs to have. Of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And then we have our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers, too. Thanks so very much for everybody that's tuning in. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can hear the show over there. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it over there streaming live right now. All right, here we go. Hot California, out there in the land of milk, honey, fruit, nuts, little rain, and sometimes some snow and ice. It's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
And I think I covered all the points tonight. All right, thank you very much. All right, they're going back in, even though it's nice. It's, well, let's see here. I got two different temperatures. It had changed from what I told you last hour. It's now 70. It went down to 67 for a little bit. Now it's back to 70.
Wow. Well, we're still holding steady about 49 degrees here.
No, thank you. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. And would somebody tell Maxine Waters that?
I don't think she'd want to hear that at this point. I don't know.
I don't think she'd know what a God was if it stood up and bit her in a you-know-what.
Well,
she's just a miserable person. Okay, well, let's start with this. The Manhattan prosecutors, who have been working for quite some time to put a case against Donald Trump together, is now presenting that case to the grand jury.
Well, that's right. Yeah, they're presenting the evidence to the grand jury that allegedly hush money payments were made on behalf of Donald Trump at his behest to Stormy Daniels.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep, and she's involved in this too, by the way. Now, the creepy,
that's right.
The creepy porn lawyer isn't.
No. Avenatti, no, he's not involved in this particular thing, but that's right. The idea was that the so-called hush money would be there to get Stormy Daniels to not say anything about it.
And I think they're stupid in pursuing this because the creepy porn lawyer has just been convicted himself of fraudulent doings, and he's in jail. I mean, what the heck? Who's going to believe him?
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. Well, you know, overall, of course, you know, the whole point is to go after Trump and get him for something and indict him for something and so on.
Yeah.
They seem to be very, very concerned about Donald Trump. Yeah.
Now, Representative Mike Turner, Republican of Ohio, the new chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, says the Department of Justice may not bar members of Congress from reviewing classified material found at the home and office of Joe Biden and at homes of Donald Trump and Mike Pence.
Well, right, exactly. Well, the idea, and this is even in the Senate as well, I think they want to examine or at least know the nature of the documents that were there, what was possibly compromised, and those with the appropriate clearances on these committees and so forth should have the ability to know what's going on.
Kyle, I got a red alert for you. Well, actually, it's a green alert. You ready? Green alert, green alert. Ready?
Okay.
Watch your money. A new Biden rule will allow your retirement plan administrators to invest your money, their clients' money, in ESG, even if it's not more profitable somewhere else.
Uh-oh. Well... Well, you may want to, you know, investigate other options then, or contact your employer, and as there's strength in numbers if you have a lot of people saying the same thing.
Well, here we go with this darn ESG stuff again.
Right, exactly. Well, but of course, retirement right now, Captain, is on everybody's minds. If you look at what may be happening in the stock market as we go through this year, some of these predictions, dire predictions, the recession, and so forth, people may see their retirement resources dwindle. And a lot of people are set to retire, or they're looking to retire. And I'm sure they're watching it very closely.
Wait a minute. You mean I'm supposed to have retirement?
Right.
I can retire now?
Right.
I wouldn't know what to do. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't know what to do. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back. And when we come back, Frank Silvato and I yesterday talked for quite some time about this. And we're going to talk again about there may be a rift of some sort between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. I sure hope not. But Donald Trump's got to be quiet about this and fall back in the box.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And after you get done doing that, go check out the new MyPillow 2.0 website. Yep, that's right. Got a brand new website. And the first thing you're going to see when you get over there and you go into the Radio Listener Specials page is the buy one, get one. Buy one pillow, get one pillow. That's the first thing you're going to see on his great top-selling pillows at MyPillow.com. Now, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page to get this insanely low price right away, buy one, get one, on the pillows that are there. You'll also see the towel sets, $39.98, save yourself $60 on those. You'll also see the MyPillow slippers in there. Again, he's got some as low as $19.99 on the slip-on, the sandal types. Again, great specials, great deals. And don't forget those towels. Wow. I've never seen a bath towel that is advertised as a bath towel that winds up being about the size of a beach towel. But he's got them. The hand towels are about the size of a bath towel, and the washcloths are about twice the size of a normal washcloth. But you get more bang for your buck and save a whole bunch of money by going to MyPillow.com. Promo code is always going to be Captain. Yep, promo code is always going to be the word Captain. And you can call him up to talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. They'd be more than happy to explain all the different things that are going on. MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one. Promo code Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, yesterday, Frank Silvato and I had quite a bit of discussion and quite a few comments that came after the show about Donald Trump's statement attacking Ron DeSantis. Now, in my opinion, first of all, Donald Trump is making a big mistake by taking the very popular governor of Florida who's also very popular around the country, who's not said one word about running for president, and acting like as if he's now Trump's biggest nemesis, because Trump came out and said some things yesterday that I'm sure he's going to be sorry for again. Well, he couldn't have won without me. He only won because of me. No, he won because he was Ron DeSantis, and because we liked the family, we liked the comments, we liked the candidate. We couldn't stand Charlie Crist. And I kept telling you he was going to win by double digits, did I not?
Well, of course, yeah.
And what did he do?
He won just as that way, yeah.
Yeah, he did. And Charlie Crist went off into the sunset. And it had nothing to do with Donald Trump. Now, there are people out there right now that are trying to say, well, the dream ticket is going to be Trump for president, DeSantis for vice president. But Trump is driving such a wedge in there right now for whatever stupid reason he's doing it. I don't get it. I really don't get it. He needs to be quiet and concentrate on his own stuff and leave Ron DeSantis the hell alone.
Well, there are several things that President Trump could have done following the loss in 2020, even before he left the White House.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Captain, he really didn't do any of them, really. He's exacerbated these issues, these problems. The going after Ron DeSantis certainly is a violation of the 11th commandment of Ronald Reagan, that thou shalt not speak ill of another Republican. And unfortunately, the same kind of thing isn't going to work this time around. You know, President Trump used to give little pet names to people and stuff like that, and that was a sort of new and novel back in 2016, because he was pushing against the establishment. And some of that, you know, did a lot to bring people around to Donald Trump. But that's not the case these days. Nobody's looking for that. I think people are very serious about what's happening in the economy. They want to make sure that whoever gets elected to be the next president is going to fix these problems. Donald Trump could have been a more statesman-like person, and he might even have been the kingmaker, but he's declared for president. We don't know exactly if he's even going to be able to get the nomination at this point. It doesn't look good to me.
No, and let me clearly state something here. Ron DeSantis is a military veteran. Ron DeSantis served in combat zones as a JAG lawyer with frontline combat units that would be given orders, and then it would be up to the JAG lawyer to determine whether or not the target met the description of what the orders were. Now, that's the way the war had gone. That's one up, in my opinion, that's one up on Donald Trump at any time. And that, by itself, when you start questioning a person's loyalty and you start questioning a person's ability, you need to put your boots on the way that they did and understand what it was they were doing when you weren't doing anything. Now, I know enough about Donald Trump. I know he went to New York Military Academy. I know he was the head boy there. That's great, but that's where it stopped.
Well, and of course, President Trump sort of laid a lot of the foundation of many of the problems he experienced, even up to the 2020 election, throughout his presidency. It's, you know, you want to be a maverick in order to sort of get where you need to go. But then once he got there, there were certain things that he could have had a lot better time of, I think. There's a lot of unforced errors, a lot of learning curve. But that being said, Captain, it's just a different space right now. You know, if Donald Trump is not simply going to come and be coronated the nominee, and so he's got to really have to really work for it. But right now, it just doesn't look like that is going to really carry him through. We got to get other people declared and see what happens, if there are going to be debates or what.
Sure.
But it's going to be it's a huge uphill climb for Donald Trump. Let's put it that way.
And one of the things that Trump is not even thinking through here is that this is why a lot of people are starting to go, well, I don't know if I can support him or not. And I mean a lot of people. Friends of mine that were diehard Trumpsters are now going, well, boy, I don't know. He's going after DeSantis. He's going after people in the Republican Party. It's like he's got a big chip on his shoulder. Well, he does. because he's going to go back. You want, mark my words. He's going to go back and say, well, the election was stolen from us in 2020. 2020 was 2020. This is 2024, and we need to move on like a bulldozer and plow our way through things, knowing what we already know happened back then, and use them to our advantage this time around. That's what we need to do.
Well, sure, but Trump is like Lindbergh. He proved that these things could be done. You could be energy independent. You could be tough with China, et cetera, et cetera. But I think, Captain, what the basis of the next election is going to be about, it's going to be about who's able to take on not only the domestic issues of inflation, the economy, energy, et cetera, but also on the world stage. And who's going to have the gravitas, quote unquote, to be able to do that. I think that's what people are going to be looking for, stability, someone who knows the territory, I think they're going to look away from Donald Trump on that. As much of all the great things Donald Trump was able to accomplish, but as I said, I think it's a different space right now. That's very important. And when you look at, for example, suburban women and all those people like you're talking about who were supporting Trump, they may not want to do that this time around.
Well, as far as Trump and his statements, if he keeps attacking Ron DeSantis and keeps attacking Texas and other people, Ron DeSantis' people are going to have to start attacking Donald Trump. Is that what he really wants, seeing as how he said we could suspend the Constitution for his gain? I don't think so.
Well, exactly. It was sort of a tit-for-tat type of deal, and I don't
think
DeSantis' people... No. I don't think DeSantis is going to get drawn into such a thing like that.
No, he won't.
I think that he's just being consistent. He's the leader. He's the governor of Florida. You know, at some point, you know, you could see a scenario where Ron DeSantis gets drafted by the Republican Party because he has these qualities, this kind of thing. That also would be very newsworthy. You know, answer your country's call. I don't know too many people who would say no to their country's call if it came to that.
He might.
So, there are a lot of... Go ahead.
He might, because he's...
He might.
He's got elected to a second term in Florida. He wants to finish that term and do all he can to help Florida, and I admire him for that.
Oh, I do, too, as a matter of fact. But once we get down the road, you don't know what the world situation may look like. You know, things can change and so forth. But it all depends. It just really all depends. But the Republicans have a good deep bench. The Democrats don't. They've pretty much got Gavin Newsom, you know, and I don't know who else might want to try to go out and run for president.
Nancy's cousin.
Right, yeah. But the Republicans have a deep bench. Pompeo, Haley, and others.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, you know, I just threw that out for some discussion. We'll be back right after the bottom of the hour break. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
USA News Update. Bobby Hall, a Hockey Hall of Famer and Stanley Cup champion, died Monday at 84. The Chicago Blackhawks announced in a statement, "The Chicago Blackhawks are saddened by the passing of Blackhawks legend Bobby Hull, a superstar for their franchise between 1957 and 1972. They say Hull is a part of an elite group of players who made an historic impact on their hockey club. The Golden Jet helped the Blackhawks win in the 1961 Cup and delivered countless memories to their fans." The 49ers are losing another quarterback to a long-term injury. ESPN is reporting rookie Brock Purdy suffered a torn UCL ligament in his right elbow and will be sidelined for at least 6 months. Purdy is reportedly seeking additional medical opinions on whether or not he'll need to have surgery. The seventh-round draft pick helped lead San Francisco to the NFC Championship game, where the Niners eventually lost to the Philadelphia Eagles. USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha! You betcha! And by the way, I can't wait, I can't wait. 11:30 to 1:30, of course, at 12 noon, they play the national anthem, and we all stand up and put our hand over our heart, or if you're a veteran, you're wearing cover, you salute the flag, and that's what we do. So come on by, Mission Barbecue, Waters Avenue, Tampa, Florida. All right, we got a couple of callers here. We got to go back to Kyle first, so back to Kyle Warren we go. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
We're going to go to Colorado, and I'm not sure, but I think I got Aaron on the line. Is this you, Aaron?
Yeah, Cap, Professor Paul. You know, hearing you talking about who has the edge, you know, and God bless Ron for serving this country, doing what he did. But the thing is, the edge still goes to Trump, because Trump was in that White House, not Ron DeSantis. And the thing is, though, when Trump was running for the nomination in 2016, he went after all of them. Low Energy Ed, Little Marco. It goes on and on. That's Trump's M.O. And that's why I voted for Trump, because Trump is not some polished career politician trying to get up the career politician food chain called the swamp in Washington, D.C. So Trump did it his way. And it was effective and it worked because he won the nomination. And the thing is, when he's running 2020, whether you believe the election was stolen, I read online that Kevin McCarthy was on with Face the Morons host and got into it. If Trump believed the election was stolen, that's his right. I mean, this is America. This ain't North Korea. So, I mean, that was his opinion. Either you agree with it, you don't agree with it. Heck, there's a lot of dark side dumb donkeys out there that ran for, they think the election was stolen from them, too. Even whether I agree with it, I don't agree with it. But the thing is, Trump is running in 2024. The edge is him. If I'm Ron DeSantis, I stay out of it.
Right. You're right. We want him in Florida.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. I mean, of course you want him in Florida because he's been a very good governor there.
Yep.
So if I'm him, I stay out of it. I let Trump be Trump. That's why we voted for him. Run in 24 and kick some dark side broken down donkey butt. But anyway, Professor Politics, Cat, goodbye.
All right, thank you. Well, I hope he excuse me, Kyle. I hope he can do that. But he's got to get off this 2020 kick. It can't do it.
Well, and quite frankly, there's time between now and when the primary season's really going to start heating up. I think there are certain moves that Trump could do or make to try to start really building that foundation. Just where I'm coming from is just that this is in 2016. It's a whole different thing. The whole world was different prior to 2020 and so forth with the COVID and all the things that we went through. So I think people are just looking for something else at this point.
Yep.
And that something else could come from Donald Trump, but he can't, it's not a repeat of the same thing. It can't be. I don't think it would work.
No. And again, going back to what we've been talking about, because I'm starting to get some messages sent to me here, going back to what we were talking about, this goes back to a conversation that we had yesterday, Frank Silvato and myself, and he wrote an article about it. He put out a podcast about it yesterday. But the thing of it is our governor, Ron DeSantis, as of right now, as of this moment, as far as I know, he said that he is not running for president. He said it several times. He's not running for president. And I'll take him at his word because we need him to finish the job that he started down here in Florida. And four more years, I'm telling you, of Ron DeSantis down here, and the Democrats will never, never take this state back.
Well, no, because the demographics are changing so dramatically. You have a lot of people even, let's say, converting from Democrat to Republican because they went to Florida because they got so tired of what was happening in their own state. But I think what the key issue, though, here, too, is, Captain, is that a split in the Republican Party, a la Ross Perot back in 92, would help spell doom for the Republicans retaking the White House in 2024. You can't have a split. There has to be unity. Somebody get in a room somewhere and work it out.
Yep. And the other thing is that when you talk about what's going to be coming around the corner here, I believe there's going to be a half dozen, maybe more challengers against Trump, but I believe we already know who most of them are. The one that's probably going to be the most reputable of all of them would be Mike Pompeo because of the job that he did as CIA director and then as Secretary of State, and he does have a record on which he can run, which again was at the will of the president at the time, Donald Trump. But his record is outstanding, and therefore you've got two good men there. Now, what's not to stop Trump if he gets the nomination? What's not to stop Trump from taking Pompeo and making him the vice president?
Well, there will be nothing there to stop him on that.
Sure.
But by the same token, you don't want Trump to go and run on a third party or try to
no,
to
and that's been talked about. That's been talked about. That he would be the Ross Perot coming up here. I hope to hell not.
Well, right, because that hands the Democrats the election.
Absolutely.
Just as you saw in 1992. And so, but also you've got Pompeo who can talk on any issue. You've got people like Nikki Haley, I think, who also can talk on any issue. And can you imagine, Captain, a debate between Mike Pompeo and Joe Biden? that would be.
Biden would still be trying to get his words out while Pompeo would have already lapped him about five times.
Well, exactly. I think the American people will see that. The key in 2024 is to go get those Democrats who are disillusioned with the Democrat Party, along with independents who are, you know, the swing vote, basically, and get them to say, okay, it's time for another change. We can't go another time with the Biden and the Democrats, no matter who they put on as vice president with Biden, if he in fact runs. And even if Biden gets the nomination, he's doing terrible in these polls, and his popularity is tanking.
And by the way, Rubio is still the senator, senior senator, I might add, from the state of Florida. And Rick Scott is a junior senator from the state of Florida. But both of those guys need to stay right where they're at because they're needed in the Senate. And if we can just gain, what, one seat, two seats in the Senate, we're in a catbird seat, right?
Well, that's right. That's why the message of, with unity, a unified message, by the way, so everybody has to be on the same team, have a unified message, and move forward. And you can't be saying things. I just saw a quote. I think it was Steve Bannon who said, don't send them any money because Rona McDaniel won the RNC chairperson. You know, come on, man. This isn't
going
to help.
Here's what I do, and I don't send money to the party. I send it to the candidate.
Right.
That's what I do. I will send money to, let's say, Ron DeSantis, a candidate, versus the Republican Party as a Republican Party, because I want the candidate to win.
Well, exactly.
And I've done that for years. Now, when I do send money to the party, you know what it is?
What's that?
$25.
Right.
And I'll get begged every which way to give more. I get stuff every day about, well, you got to get money for this, got to get money for that. No, I don't. And I just go click, delete, click, delete, click, delete. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, the idea, and we've seen even Democrat candidates, right, get a huge war chest by getting a lot of people to give a little bit. And that's when you get a lot of popular support.
Well, that's fine, but if they'll allow me to give a dollar here and a dollar there and another dollar over there, but they won't do it.
Right.
Try to give the Republican Party a dollar on one of their things and see what happens.
Right. Right. Well, but again, the message of unity, being together, and having a clear set of goals and objectives, like the contract with America.
Sure.
Pound away at that. And because Biden and Harris and all the others won't be able to stand up to it.
Yep.
All the you know what they'll do? They'll say, well, it's about abortion. You know, they'll do that again. And so you've got to be able to counter that with all the things that people are looking for in their daily lives. What's going to make their daily budget better?
And I am looking forward to 2024. I'm looking forward to helping a Republican become president, whoever it might happen to be, because we can't say with any certainty at this time as to who that might be with all the stuff that's going on. And the same thing with the Senate. I want to see the Republicans take control of the Senate and turn this country around. I mean, turn it around. They can do it. There's power with us, we the people. Hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Trucker's Highway and Bible.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah.
righty, that's Travis Tritt live in concert of all places, Kyle, coming from Memphis, Tennessee, playing a honky-tonk blues. And, of course, who made that famous?
Well, that's from Stones.
The Rolling Stones, you betcha. I remember when I saw them in concert and they played that song, I had an opportunity to go see them in person a number of years ago. It was, boy, what a song, what an honor, what a thrill to be able to watch them up close and personal. Well, we got us a big old mess out there weather-wise, freezing cold temperatures to the north and a snowstorm coming across the middle part of the U.S. and lots and lots and lots of fog tonight in the south. So take it away.
Well, Captain, here in the Southern California area, if you're heading up Interstate 15 on your way through the Cajon Pass, watch out because we do have a wind advisory in effect until about 4 p.m. on Tuesday in that area. Wind gusts can be up to 60 miles per hour near and below Cajon Pass. So, truckers, if you're getting ready to head over the Cajon Pass, please do be careful be advised of that. We've also got a freeze warning in the California Central Valley. We've also got wind chills going up Interstate 15 through Utah, up through Salt Lake City, up through Idaho Falls. The wind chill advisory continues up through Bozeman, Butte, and Helena, Montana. Wind chill warnings in central Wyoming down towards Cheyenne and, of course, out near Laramie as well as you head out I-80. Also, speaking of I-80, if you're going over Donner Pass, it's -8 degrees, but again, it feels like 7, so maybe it's not so bad. But that being said, it's still going to be cold and frigid temperatures settling in to the whole area there in northern Nevada as you go along I-80 over the next many hours. So please do be careful out there.
Well, here we go. North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, northwestern corner of Kansas, all of Minnesota, all of all of Wisconsin, all of northern Iowa, and all of northern Illinois tonight. The temperatures are at or way below zero, all through there. And a wind chill, in some cases, you don't even want to know. So there you go. So you got to make sure, guys and gals, that your fuel is right for you. Even get close. By the time you get to Atlanta or Birmingham or maybe Memphis, that should be where you're loading up with your fuel additives. Don't get up there running on less than a half a tank of fuel. Unless you got your fuel right, it won't work. Even if you got heated tanks, it won't work. That condensation will go in there and you'll wind up freezing up. Okay, we got fog, lots and lots and lots of fog. I-95 all the way from North Carolina, South Carolina, all through Georgia, all down into the northern part of Florida, down as far as about Wildwood. You've got dense fog. That fog goes across I-10 all the way across over past New Orleans all the way into Texas right there pretty much on the line. Doesn't quite reach yet to Houston, but it might. It might. And then you've got fog covering the entire state of Georgia, fog covering most of South Alabama, South Mississippi, most of Louisiana. And then the northern part of Louisiana, there's some freezing conditions up there. I mean, really cold, freezing conditions. This is not snow. This is freezing rain that's turning everything to ice up there, thick ice. So it's going to make life really miserable on the interstate if you're traveling along I-40 or even the northern part of I-20 in some cases over into Mississippi. Now, moving along, we've got snow, a winter storm warning through most of Texas, all the way down through San Antonio, all the way over to Houston, all the way through the Metroplex, all the way out into Laredo and up into Texarkana. That snow also goes up into the southwest, southeastern corner of Oklahoma, and you'll have it going up through pretty much all the way to, let's see here, West Virginia, West by God, Virginia, all the way up there, and into Kentucky, snow all the way along through there, too. So you're not going to get out of it tonight, and we've got more fog along the Atlantic coastline. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And how about the pilot in Flying J, which is where guys should be thinking about heading tonight?
Well, that's right, because you want to warm up with some hot coffee, hot chocolate, hot chili, hot anything by the time you get to the closest Pilot and Flying J Travel Center. Go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the center nearest you.
All right, we will talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren of Professor of Politics. We appreciate what he's doing. What a mess we got weather-wise. And again, freezing cold temperatures up north. You got to get your fuel right, ladies and gentlemen, before you get anywheres near this weather, or you're in big trouble. Okay, let's drift on up here. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We lost. Listen to me. They fired another police officer, Memphis, Tennessee, that is, who was relieved of duty amid the ongoing investigation during this incident. I don't know exactly how he was involved. The officer's name was Preston Hampel. Do you know how he was involved?
After this whole thing, several other people showed up, including fire, which I think is there because of when you call an ambulance, they show
right.
up too. And,
right.
And I think that those were part of this because they did nothing.
Right. Because they let a couple of firefighter EMTs go because they did nothing. You are right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's the issue.
Yeah, and they know they're going to get sued big time for this, and they know they're going to lose.
Well, and the family also has a GoFundMe page,
mm-hmm.
And they're asking for $1 million on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have any reason to doubt that they're going to get that kind of money and a whole bunch more, because this is just such a tragedy of immense proportions. And this one, I got to admit, I've seen some pretty bad ones in the past. I thought Rodney King might have been bad. I thought the one there with the guy, what was his name, George, whatever it was, I thought that was bad.
Really?
But this one was worse. This one was absolutely worse.
It was depraved, for sure.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. So I wish him well, and I hope that they get everything that they try to get out of this, because this is wrong. It's a medium-sized city police department trying to act like the police departments in the big blue cities, and it didn't work. So anyway, we'll keep you abreast, folks, of what's going on there. And I do hear the music coming up. When we come back, lots of stuff to talk about tonight. Holy smokes. There's no shortage of discussion points here. So don't go anywhere. Denise Simon and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. All across America on the Radidio. So don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
And stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.